okay for the sermon. He said, Andrew, just you keep going till the good Lord Jesus tells you when to stop, you see. And I heard this story one time of a minister who was away preaching at a harvest. He might have been called Huss or something like that, I'm not sure. But the local rector said to him, you know, just you preach, keep you going till the good Lord Jesus tells you when to stop. So David got up into the pulpit and 15 minutes passes and he's still going strong. Half an hour passes, he gets a second wind. At 3/4 of an hour, he thinks this is great. And in an hour and 10 minutes, he grabbed the pulpit and said, the good Lord Jesus has just told me to stop. And at that, the congregation stood and sang, what a friend we have in Jesus. And do you see what the next song is? What a friend we have in Jesus. You might want to sing with great gusto when I'm finished. But anyway, listen, I'm so pleased to be here with you this morning. It's really good to share with you in worship throughout the group of parishes this morning. I'm really delighted to be here. We're sort of, if I can say, between houses at the moment, maybe is the best way of describing it. We're actually living up in Castle Rock on the north coast for a few months. We've had a wee house up there for years, and we're there for a few months while there's some renovation work happening, and the sea house is being rewired and all that sort of thing that occasionally needs to happen within an older house. So we're sort of between houses. And whenever we move from our the rectory in Longannon, where we've been for nearly 13 years, to go to Castle Rock, most of our belongings went into storage. So we have to think, right, what do we need in the next 3 months, you know? So it took a bit of planning. What do we need to have available for 3 months? And what can we just pack away and forget about it until April time, whenever we move? So far, so good. I'm not wearing odd socks or anything like that. So far, so good. But I'll tell you in a few weeks' time if it's still going well. And, you know, we're between houses, between homes, I suppose. I want to think a little bit about home for a moment or two. 71 Fermanagh Crescent, 21 Loopland Crescent, 20 Elmwood Avenue, Bundoran Road, Drumcliffe, 26 Circular Road, 22 Lithic Avenue. That's bad because that's the one I'm living in at the moment. I can't remember what number it is. And 112 Colmore Road is the destination. Now, they're all the addresses of the houses that I've lived in. So now you can steal my identity, can't you? And they're all the addresses of my homes, where I lived from when I was a little boy, right to the next one in a couple of months' time. And isn't home really important, isn't it? Last night I was back home a little bit later, and we had friends lived around the corner, and I popped in to see them and went into the sitting room, and then a big fire roaring, you know? And I sat down. Isn't it really hard to get up from a real fire, from a lovely fire? Isn't it? And there's something about a fire in the home, isn't there? It just makes it so homely. Or I wonder in your home, you know, have your little sort of knickknacks around the place and different shelves and so on, that if somebody came in and had a good look at them, they would think, what on earth is that? And maybe something that a child would be in school, or you picked up on holiday, or a gift for something, and it's really special. It has all that sort of sentimental attachment. Of course, the thing that's really important about home is the people that we share it with, the people we live with and share life with and share our homes with, and those who welcome to our homes. And it's so important that all of our homes are good places, places of warmth and of welcome. And you know, as you and I know at the moment, there are so, so many people in Ireland who are homeless. They don't have that. They don't have the security and love and peace that a home brings. That's awful, and we need to be helping people like that. But I wonder about your home. If I was to ask each one of you, what's important about your home? What are the things that word come to you? And what are the things that you love about your home? Do you know, it's unread for us from the Matthew's Gospel, a story, and there's just a little phrase in it about Jesus making his home in an area called Zebulun and Naphtali. Can you think about that for a moment? Jesus making a home. Maybe you've never thought about that, but Jesus had a home. He had a place to stay. And you know, as he grew up in his home, there were really knickknacks around. There was a fire burning in the grate. There was family about it. There were people who came and left, and visitors who came and left. And I want you to think about that for a moment or two. Home was important to Jesus. And I want to say that your home is important to Jesus. Your home is important to him. And the Bible tells us something more about the home of Jesus, because the Bible tells us that Jesus wants to make a home in our hearts. But what does that actually mean? You know, it's the sort of thing preachers say, isn't it? He wants to make a home in our hearts. But what does that mean? Well, let's think about what's in our heart, what's in our soul. What are the important things for you? If I said to you, what are the important things that you keep in your heart? Well, it'll be about people, maybe, won't it? People who you love or have loved, people who you share life with or won't share life with. People with a special place in our heart. There may be special things as well, special places that we keep in our hearts that are really important to us. But you know, the Bible teaches us that Jesus wants to have a place in the home of your heart. Do you know, homes at times, hopefully most of the time, are really good places. But we also know homes can be really tough places at times. When things go wrong, or when there's illness or bereavement or all sorts, homes can be tough places. And I want to say to you, that's true about the home of our hearts as well. Sometimes it feels grand, like fine. Other times it's really tough. And I need Jesus in the home of my heart to help me in my journey in life. And I wonder, is he in the home of your heart? Because what difference does that make? Well, in the passage that was read for us, we're told that Jesus comes as one of these. A light. Isn't it great with these torches on our phones? He comes as a light. Now think about this for a moment or two. Light is always a good thing, isn't it? Always a good thing. It always helps us. You know, maybe some of you younger ones, maybe like to have a light on in your bedroom at night. Just makes you feel a wee bit better, doesn't it? A wee bit more safer to have a light on. Or maybe you like to have a torch and you go and look at wee dark places to find things and so on. Or a torch or a light can guide us about the right path to take as well. And you know, Jesus says that he comes as a light for us. And a light can guide us to take the right path. A light can help us to know his peace and security with us. A light can also stop us from running into danger. I used to have, my first car was a Talbot Sunbeam. Do any of you remember those with a big back window? It was bought for £50. You remember the days you could buy cars for £50? It was bought for £50. It was when I was a student in Dublin, and I sold it a year later for £75. Now that's a 50% profit. That was good. But it was an old wreck, it really was. And I remember one time driving from Dublin to Hollywood, County Down, where I was from, and driving along very happily in the dark in the middle of the night, and the lights went out. Panic, you know, and then I hit a bump and the lights came on again, and then a few miles up the road they went out again, and then I hit another bump and they came on again, and I brought it straight to my brother who worked with cars. I said, you know, when you hear what happened, and he just opened the bonnet and fixed the lead, and he said, oh, there you go, that's that, you know. But it was a bit scary, do you know, and sometimes in our journey in life it's like that, isn't it? And sometimes it feels that the lights have gone out. But Jesus says, I've come to be a light. And if we give him a place in the home of our hearts, he wants to shine light for you. His light is always good, guiding, leading, helping, keeping us on the right path. But how does that happen? How does that happen? How do we find Jesus a place in the home of our hearts? How do we find Jesus the light of our lives? It's the sort of thing preachers say, isn't it? But how does it actually happen? Well, thankfully, in that passage that was read for us, Jesus told us how it happens. Because he said this, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. And we can welcome Jesus into the home of our lives and know his light shining through one way, through repentance and faith. Now, repentance is a word we use in church, isn't it? Whenever we say sorry, and at the start of the service, David reminded us of the importance of repenting and saying sorry for things that we say or think or do that we know aren't right. We know that's the right thing to do. And we repent of that. But repentance isn't just about saying sorry, it's about turning around. About rather than going our own way, to want to go God's way, to know Jesus with us. And it's about faith and trust in him in every aspect of life. So if we want Jesus in the home of our heart, if we want his light to shine for us, it actually comes when we're people of repentance and people of faith. And I wonder, are you? Or is his light shining today and maybe pointing out some things that you need to sort out with God? You need to come to him in repentance and in faith. So today, he wants to make his home in your heart. Today, he wants to shine a light for you. And today, he offers you repentance and offers you faith, a way to know him. Let's bow our heads. Father, thank you so much for the wonderful truth of the gospel. We thank you that you, through your Son, want to live in our hearts and be with us. Thank you, through your Son, you want to shine a light for us so that we can live your way, following your path. And thank you that happens through repentance and faith, through finding forgiveness, and finding hope in you. Help us, Lord, to put all our trust in you this day.